Thinking your chronic back pain was caused by an old sports injury? You could be painfully wrong. It might be an inflammatory condition called ankylosing spondylitis, or AS. Stay tuned, because later in the show, we'll tell you more. This message is brought to you by AbbVie.
Welcome to the Roughing the Passer Podcast, Thursday edition. We are rolling right out of the gates. No technical troubles at all here, right, Nick Costas?
No, never. I mean, never any technical issues, never any issues with mixers and headsets and other stuff that I am not familiar with and have no desire to ever deal with in my entire life. Never.
I hate tech stuff. I'd rather just talk and write about sports. Tech stuff is a pain.
True Nick Costas fun fact. When I was young, my grandfather, my mother's father, right, is a contractor. Like, he builds stuff for a living.
Yeah.
It was very hard for me not to just drop another word that starts with S. But again, family podcast. He builds, like, houses and stuff. And my grandmother, my mother's mother, when I was little, was bemoaning the fact that I don't think Nick's ever going to be able to be very handy. And my mom said that to my grandmother. My grandmother said, yeah, but Nick's really smart. He'll make a lot of money and he'll get people to do it for him.
Right. That's way better than building stuff.
Which is why I called Adam Azer and had that slappy lead me through how to do it here with this headset instead of figuring it out myself.
And that's how we find out if Adam Azer, whose delightful voice appears on the back problems at the beginning of the podcast, and in the middle when we'll have an ad later, that's how we find out if he's listening to the podcast. To know
why when we call him out or not and if he responds to us.
Yeah. Oh, so funny. Speaking of calling people names. So my dad has gotten big into fantasy football the last 2 years.
Nice.
And he texts me all the time about it. And he texted me on Sunday night. He's like, Monday night. He's like, horrible fantasy week. Everything going poorly. I was like, yeah, I feel you, dude. I'm like reeling out of these playoffs. I need luck to beat Hilton by 20 points. And breaking down the scenario, he goes, I'll tell you what really bugs me. He goes, Those three Mouseketeers at CBS told me that Colin Kaepernick was a good start. He's like, these guys are idiots.
Oh, man. Like, your dad's a true fantasy football fan now. There's nothing better than like coming after like the experts when they're wrong. It's like, great. There's nothing better.
But it's not just the experts. It's like my coworkers. Like, he's watched Dave and Jamie on the show with me Thursday night for like years. And he, too. And so now he's like, these three Mouseketeers thought Colin Kaepernick was a good start. Ruined me.
That's like when they had me, one of the weeks I started Carson Palmer over Stafford, and Stafford outscored Palmer by like 30 points. I looked at both of them and I was like, I want to rip these guys right now. But I mean, what the hell? Who the hell knows? Like, this stuff's impossible. You're in the prediction business. They get it right a lot more often than they get it wrong. It's
51% is pretty good if you're in the prediction business.
I mean, look, it's basically like the weatherman, basically, except, I mean, you're up to some level of accountability, but it's like you can't control what the hell is going to go on Sundays. You can just take your best guess, and then whatever happens, happens. Much like the same way with picking games against the spread.
That's right. And not a great week for best bets for you and me. I think 2-8 combined last week. That's sad.
Yeah, not good. Not good.
Not great. Pretty bad. I'll tell you what, though, Nick. I came out of the gates. I was white hot on the early games. I was like 6-2. And then I think from 4:30 or 4:05 to Monday night, I went like 1-5 or whatever it is. I mean, it's very frustrating to do so well early on and then have them fall apart. But, you know, it is what it is.
Can I tell you what I would have liked that better than what happened to me, which was bad the entire time.
Okay.
Like a good start followed by bad. I would prefer to bad followed by bad.
Oh, that's no. Okay. All right. Well, you'd rather have bad?
Oh, no. I would rather have
good bad. Right.
Good sprinkled in.
Right. I'm with you. You tweeted out before the show, and you can follow Nick on Twitter at The Costas. You can follow me at Will Brinson. You tweeted out before the show that you like the games this week. I hate the games this week.
I do. I love the games this week.
Okay. All right.
Which means things will go poorly.
Right. Well, let's dive right into them, starting with Thursday night, the Raiders. The Oakland Raiders.
The Raiders.
10-2. The Chiefs 9-3. This game's for first place in the AFC West. And the Chiefs are favored by 3 because it's at Arrowhead. The Chiefs beat the Raiders 24-10 the last time out. Justin Houston is back playing out of his mind. I can't help but like the Chiefs, who are a more physical, more defensive team, which I think suits well for a Thursday night rivalry game on a short week.
I'm going to take the Raiders, actually, in this spot with the points here for the sole reason that I think that the Raiders can win the game.
Sure.
Like, I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility. I think that if you put a gun to my head, I would pick Kansas City. But I'm going to take the points here with Oakland. I think it's going to be a close game. I don't think the Chiefs are going to run away with it. And it does scare me a little bit that the Chiefs have their complement of pass rushers back. But Oakland's been playing really good football. This is likely a game I'll stay away from. I think it's close, could go either way. But I'll take the points with Oakland because I feel like the Raiders have a chance to win the game.
All right, split there. Steelers-Bills on CBS. Steelers going to Buffalo. Oddly, this game is only Steelers minus two at Buffalo. This has a distinct feel to the Arizona-Buffalo game when Arizona went to Buffalo earlier in the year in that Pittsburgh was at home last week, right? And a 6-point favorite over an 8-3 Giants team on a 6-game winning streak. The Bills just got blasted by the Raiders. The Steelers handled the Giants, and the Steelers are only 2-point favorites. It's a little disconcerting.
Oh, man. You know, this has been a difficult season, right? Because I feel like most of the spots, and there are a couple more that we'll go through here, where you feel like you want to take the points with the home team. Like a perfect example, last week, the Jaguars against the Broncos. How in the world did Jacksonville not cover the spread in that game? Paxton Lynch was horrendous, and the Broncos still won by 10 because the Jaguars are bad. I don't think the Buffalo Bills are that good. Like, Pittsburgh's probably going to win this game like 40-13, but I have to take the Bills with the points here. Like, I cannot lay the points on the road with the Steelers. I hate myself for doing it, but I'm going to take the points with Buffalo, and I know what's going to happen. Pittsburgh's going to win like 31-17, and I'm just going to be like, what the hell just happened? But I got to stick to my guns here. I don't like doing it, but I'll take Buffalo.
You know what the percentage of the bets are on this game?
I would imagine that the Steelers are getting in the high 80% of the action.
89-11. I mean, it's just a red flag. Like, if you, like, no, and everybody's not going to, it's just not that obvious. Things are not that obvious in life. And
but they are, though. But this season, they are.
Yeah, maybe that, are we outthinking ourselves? Is that why we're doing poorly? I don't know.
I think it's definitely the reason I pick games exactly the same way now that I always have, and this has been my worst season in like 5 years. Because like every time you want to take that underdog, like that in theory should cover and like screw up everybody's bets and win for the house, it doesn't happen.
But then like, why isn't this line adjusted to Buffalo plus 5?
I gotta be honest. I wish I had some answers here.
Okay, right. That's fine. I mean, so you.
I think that you can't make it minus 5 because Buffalo will cover that number, you'd think. Like, if we're minus 5, everyone would bet on Buffalo. I think that would be a crazy number. Like, the Bills are not the Browns or, like, right, you know, the right 49ers or the Bears.
I mean, look, okay,
the Bills are still a good team.
89% of the public is taking the Steelers. Every single person on the CBSSports.com expert pick is taking the Steelers against the spread. It's way too low. I might have to flip and take Buffalo. But usually when I flip on those, when everybody's going one way, it works out well. And right now, this year, like last week or 2 weeks ago, I had flipped on a couple and they both lost. And they were bad losers.
Yes, I'm going to take the Bills. I'm bracing myself. Like, I think Buffalo is the right pick. I think that they're the right side.
They were beating the Raiders.
It doesn't always come through. So I'm just trepidatious at this point. Like, I've been burned a lot this year. So I'm expecting this to lose, but I will back Buffalo with the points.
I mean, I got the Steelers. I don't feel good about it at all. I mean, this line is
reeks. You're laying it with Pittsburgh?
It just reeks. I mean, I got the Steelers right now, but I could flip depending. I might flip. I don't know. I got to think this one over. It's definitely not a best bet. Redskins at the Eagles Sunday at 1 o'clock, Fox game. Eagles up pick'em. It says a pick'em. I thought it was Eagles minus one or Eagles plus one. Yeah, it was Eagles plus one initially. It's moved. A lot of people, I assume, are taking the Redskins. 85% are taking the Redskins. I think I like the Eagles here at a game where, as good as Washington has looked, it's another road game. They got to get Rob Kelly going because the Eagles aren't good at defense anymore. And Carson Wentz isn't very. This is another one where, like, the Redskins are obvious too here. I hate it.
I'm going to take Philly at home, and I'm going to feel pretty good about it. The Eagles have been very good at home against the spread this year. You think back week 3 against the Steelers, the outright winner at home against the Falcons. And I think that they're going to get back on track. The offense will. And I think Wentz will. Ryan Matthews should be back in this game. Jordan Matthews practiced on Wednesday. I think you'll probably see both guys out there. A nice jolt for this offense. Hopefully Green Beckham can play as well. That'll keep Jordan Matthews in the slot. Zach Ertz started to emerge last week in the loss against Cincinnati. I like Philly here. I think the defense is going to come to play. I think this is an Eagles team that you're getting at a low price right now because of the way that they've looked here, or less value on Philadelphia. So I think that the Eagles are the play here. I think that Philly wins. I think Philly covers.
Okay. Man, I'll be honest. Like, I was making my picture, my picks pool today, and I was going through it and looking at them. Like, I don't like any, like, I like the Redskins. Like, the Redskins is an appealing bet to me, but that concerns me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course. Like, the same way Buffalo is for me.
No. Like, I look at the Steelers game, and I think, well, the Steelers are obviously going to win that by more than 2 points. And yet,
but are they though?
No, that's the thing. It's so weird. Like it's a weird situation. These are weird games. That's a weird game. The Redskins are 6-5-1. The Eagles are 5-7. The Eagles are reeling. Carson Wentz looks like garbage. There's tons of articles questioning his mechanics. The Eagles defense has started to slow down. Rob Kelly,
I love this. Questioning his mechanics. Like 2 months ago, what was it? He was Peyton Manning.
Winsylvania. Yeah.
And now we're, how about the kid was playing at North Dakota State in this calendar year? Let's cut the kid some slack. He's going to be really good.
I think he'll be really good too. And look, he doesn't have his butt kiss for weapons too. How about Doriel Green Beckham wearing those Yeezy cleats? Did you see that?
What a schmuck.
I mean, it's my cause, my charity, so I'm going to wear some Yeezy cleats for a fake foundation.
Kanye West does not give a doesn't know who Doriel Green Beckham is.
No, absolutely not.
Kanye West might not know who he himself is at this point with all the mental issues he's having. But do you see Kim Kardashian thinking about divorcing Kanye at this point?
Oh, really?
No, you don't say.
Yeah, right.
He's got mental problems. Now the times are getting tough. Now he's going to be out the door. But yeah, Doriel Green Beckham, idiot.
Yeah, moron. Titans at Broncos at Titans. Titans -1. Again, look, I think this is an obvious pick, and that scares me. The Titans are an obvious pick to me. They're -1. They run the ball really well. Denver's running defense has not been good lately. Paxton Lynch is garbage right now, and that's fine. That's okay. Trevor, remember the Cowboys were going to draft Paxton Lynch in the first round and not take Dak Prescott? That's something. The Broncos secondary is very good, but I don't think it's going to help them in this position. And Marcus Mariota's been playing fantastic. They're coming off the bye with 2 weeks to prepare. I like the Titans a lot here.
I think I like Tennessee also. I think that Tennessee will probably win this football game.
What do you think the percentage of? Oh, Denver's 72%.
I would have guessed. I would have guessed Denver 70-75%.
Oh, really? I would have thought. All right, I would have thought Tennessee was favored.
No, Denver just won the Super Bowl. I got to think optics here.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, they're 8-4. The Chargers exist, so they're not. Anyway, Vikings at Jaguars. All right, we both like the Titans. That Titans are going to be one of my best bets. Vikings at the Jaguars, so you should fade them. Vikings at Jaguars. Jags +3.5. Do you remember last week on this podcast when we talked ourselves into taking the Jaguars and then they didn't cover for like the fifth time?
Yeah, I think I'm done.
I think I'm done too.
Because
They're going to win this game. You know that.
No, they're not. They won't because you know what's going to happen. Like, the defense will play well. Mm-hmm. Like, the Vikings will score, like, 13 points on offense. And the defense will get at least one touchdown. Like Blake Bortles will throw a pick six or have a hideous fumble.
The Vikings are going to win this game. Have you seen that stat on Bortles?
Oh, 11 pick sixes, 10 career wins.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I've told you what I think of Blake Bortles.
Yes, you set him on fire. You poured gasoline on him and set him on fire.
Like,
on this
if
podcast.
I'm Blake Bortles, like, I feel like I get in front of the media and I apologize.
Sure.
And I say, you know what? Like, I should be benched because I stink.
86% of the bets on
Minnesota.
Yeah, obviously.
And the Vikings. Listen, maybe this is the week that Jacksonville covers. At some point, it's going to happen. I'm not putting 1 cent of my hard-earned American money on it. Not one cent of it.
I'm done. I'm not getting involved cash-wise on anything with the Jags, Titans, or the Browns.
I think that's Jags-Bears.
I mean, not the Titans. The Jags, Jags, 49ers, and Browns.
49ers, Browns. I mean, Bears, yeah. We'll get to that game in a second here. But, yeah, that sounds like a fairly sound strategy.
It's just you just can't tell what these losers are.
No, because like I told you what's going to happen. The Vikings offense is going to do nothing. But, like, Cordarrelle Patterson's going to return a punt or kickoff for a touchdown and or there's going to be a pick six or a fumble return for a touchdown. Like, there is no doubt about it.
It's going to be 10-7. With 5 minutes left, and Blake Bortles driving, and he'll throw a pick six, and the Vikings will cover.
Yeah, correct.
That's exactly what's going to happen. Didn't
yeah, it? And it's going to be.
And in fact, you know what is really bleeped up? Is it going to be 10-7 Jaguars? Right? Yeah, like, and he'll still throw it to the Vikings.
And they'll be trying to run out the clock, and Bortles will fumble into the end zone backwards or something. Yeah. Like, it's going to, like, yeah, there's no doubt.
I heard someone say this. I can't believe that this could possibly be true, but Gus Bradley has three separate 8-game losing streaks.
It's incredible. Like, the
That's
guy is
incredible.
Turning losing into performance art.
It really is.
And it's crazy. Like, if it were me, like, you know me, what, like, and you know, I've done shows with Chip Patterson. I know your buddies with also from the Carol. When I'm part of a show that I don't think is, like, Hall of Fame worthy, I brood over it.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, if I were Gus Bradley, I would have probably thrown myself in traffic at this point already. Like,
right.
The fact that the guy keeps coming to work with that stupid, and look, from everything that you hear, I've had interactions with the guy. He's genuinely, like, the nicest guy on the planet.
I've talked to him at the coaches' breakfast before at the owners' meetings. He's a fantastic dude. And what point do you turn into just a prickly a-hole? You know, like that.
Like I would have been one after the first game of the first season.
Yeah. Or I'd be like, listen, like, Dave.
They are 2-10 in the year that they were supposed to, like, truly contend for the division's bad. Like, this was your year, Jacksonville, and you're 2-10, and Gus Bradley still shows up on the sidelines with that smile on his face, talking about what a great week of practice that we had, the guys were really prepared, or you drafted a quarterback who's no good. You know, you haven't coached up your defensive players enough, and your team's an outright disaster and a debacle and a schmockery.
Yeah.
Travis Schamacher.
I think it's the latter. I think it's the latter. So, yeah, I'm with you. I'm going. There's no. I'm just done. We got off the track. I said a month ago, I'm not taking the Jaguars ever again this season. And then I got right back on the Jaguars, and it cost me. You know, that's my fault. That's my fault. So I'm off
the
track.
And I'll say this, too. If this is the week that the Jaguars win,
fine.
Yeah, correct.
Absolutely.
Okay with it. I am okay with getting burned. I refuse. It's like Stockholm syndrome. Like, I finally over it. I refuse to get burned again by Blake Bortles. I would rather lose than get burned by Blake Bortles.
So, by the way, does a 3.5-point Jags dogs by 3.5 at home, does that indicate that the Vikings would be 10.5-point favorites? At the
9.5.
9.5-point favorites, right. So that means the Vikings would have to score 10 points to cover.
Correct. Like the smart pick is probably Jacksonville, mm-hmm. but like I can't. But Blake Bortles isn't smart.
Yeah. If
Chad Henne were starting, I would probably take Jacksonville.
If Brandon Allen were starting, I'd take Jacksonville. All right, Cardinals at the Dolphins. Oh boy, just another pick I love that I'm terrified of. Cardinals, I know they're coming across the country. They're a better team than the Dolphins.
There's no question about it. This is an easy pick.
This is the best bet.
Miami's offense is really going to struggle in this game, and David Johnson should tear through that defense. I think this is an easy pick. I like the Arizona.
78% of the bets on Arizona. It's either gonna be an incredible. I might go John Public. You know what? Screw it. I'm taking the picks I like.
You do that this week.
No, you know, but I'm not going to outthink myself. I'm going to look at the sheet, and I'm going to take the games I like, which is usually.
Because then this is the, then I'll get screwed. Like, this is like, I'm done. Like, I'm in my own head. Like, I need like a huge week, like to get going here.
Yeah, no kidding. And that's why I'm saying, like,
should I take the Steelers?
I mean, I think you should do you
I feel like Pittsburgh is going to win 40-17,
but Mike Tomlin teams do lay eggs.
All right, I'll take the Bills.
Mike Tomlin's teams love to lay eggs, and on the road in this spot, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take Buffalo. I hate it, but I will. But I'm not taking Jacksonville.
All right, we both love Arizona. This is the ultimate who's given up more game, Chargers at the Panthers. Who's laying down more here? My initial reaction is San Diego's traveling a long way. It's a tough game for them against a team in Carolina that's getting Luke Kuechly back. The Chargers like to gag games away. My initial reaction is I got Carolina, but I really, San Diego might just take this game and walk out of there with Carolina's lunch money. Carolina is in a bad spot mentally right now.
I'll take San Diego here. This is not going to be one of my best bets, but here's my theory on it. You've seen enough from Philip Rivers in his career, right? Playing on teams that are playing out the string coming down the stretch. They never give up. Like, they're not a team that's going to go in and throw in the towel. I feel like the Panthers have thrown in the towel on this season. Like, Cam looks disinterested. Obviously, the secondary's not great. I don't know if Kuechly, Luke, not expected to be back for this game. I will wait and see what the concussion protocol, see what the deal is. I think this Panthers team is pretty much punted on this season. They look like they can't wait to hit the golf course, and I think that you'll see a Chargers team with some fight. That makes me want to pick San Diego. I don't feel great about it, but I'll take the Chargers.
Keekly practices back at practice on Wednesday, so worth noting. Doesn't mean he's definitely going to play, but it's a pretty good sign.
And again, like sometimes I get tweets like on Sunday, like, hey, like you picked X team on the pod. Why'd you change your mind? Because we have 5 days worth of information in between now and the games. We taped this on a Wednesday.
Well,
if Luke Kuechly's a full go, like that could help sway my opinion.
Well, Luke Kuechly is a player that would flip this game a point for me.
Correct.
Yeah. We're like,
a half a point maybe, but yeah.
Right. Okay, two questions for you on this game very quickly. One, if you're Luke Kuechly, are you really playing again this season? And two, what do you think Cam Newton really got suspended one play for?
Luke Kuechly, I feel like if they clear him, he'll play because he seems like that type of guy that just wants to get out
there. But he shouldn't play, in my opinion.
Yeah, if I'm Luke Kuechly, I'm putting my feet up and collecting my money. There's no question. But
if I'm the Panthers, I'm like, listen, Luke, we're 4-8. We stink. We're out of the playoffs. We don't want you to get hurt. Wait another 2 weeks. Come back, play the last two games, buddy.
Well, I mean, if you're not going to play him in the next 2 weeks, you might as well just sit him the whole season.
Well, sit him the whole season. It's better to get another concussion.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm with you. But it looks like that they're going to play him. I think that report came out that they're going to start him if indeed he's clear. What was the second question? What did Cam do to get suspended?
What did Cam really do?
I don't know, hit on Ron Rivera's wife? I mean, really, who knows? Because the whole tie thing's like is preposterous to the nth degree.
Yeah, I mean, I get it that it's like a metaphor for, if it really was the tie, that it's a metaphor for, you know, not being bigger than the team, but come on, like you're not benching him for the tie.
He's also the reigning NFL MVP, and that put 15 wins up last
year. And your season's on the line.
Correct, yeah, and insane. And Derek Anderson throws a pick on the first game. It's not his fault, but that's what happened.
I mean, it's Sunday Night Football. Just find
it. How about the fact that the Panthers, on the first play of a must-win game in their season, on the road in primetime against Seattle, the play is as follows. Derek Anderson takes the snap, throws to Mike Tolbert, the ball bounces off Tolbert's hands and is intercepted. Gee, what a shock that your 750-pound fullback couldn't catch the ball cleanly.
So, two things on that. One, why are you throwing to Mike Tolbert? And two, they blatantly didn't change the game script for Cam versus Derek Newton. Like, they blatantly just continued to let Derek Newton run the plays that Cam Newton was going to run. So you get this interception because you don't let Cam, you run the same game script that you would have run with Cam. And yeah, I mean, the Panthers are toast. They're terrible. I might flip back. This game has me in a weird spot. So I could potentially flip to the Chargers. Bengals at the Browns. Bengals -5.5. I've got the Browns. I think this is RG3 starts and they find some magic. This is their only spot to get a win.
I like the Bengals in this spot, actually, to be honest, Bud. We just talked about that you weren't going to take the Browns again this year. Now you're going back to it?
Yeah, I guess so. And I don't really.
No, you can't. I'm not going to let you.
Okay. All right. I'm flipping to the Bengals.
You know who's going to have a monster game in this one?
Jeremy
Brandon
Hill.
LaFell.
Oh,
Brandon
you think
LaFell.
So?
Maybe Jeremy Hill also because the Browns are terrible. Joe Hayden's going to be matched up against Brandon LaFell. Think about this. Joe Hayden can't cover Brandon LaFell. Not AJ Green. Brandon LaFell. That's how bad things have gotten for Joe Hayden. The Browns are absolutely brutal. I don't care that they're coming off the bye. RG3 is going to get hurt by the second quarter. Like Vontaze Burfict like could remove one of RG3's appendages here. It's not going to be one of my best bets. I think that the Browns are actually not a bad value pick given how many points Cincinnati's favored by. It intimates that the Bengals would be 11 or 11.5 point favorites at home, and the Bengals should not be 11.5 point favorites over anybody. Maybe Cleveland, though. I'm going to stay away from this game, but I'll pick the Bengals for the purpose of this podcast because I want nothing to do with RG3 in Cleveland.
You talked me into it. Screw the Browns. I'm not taking them ever again. Bears at the Lions. Bears +7.5. Pretty easy pick for me. The Bears are a terrible team. They're 3-9. They're starting Matt Barkley. But the Lions are involved in all but one-score game this season. Go with the team that's getting the 7 points, especially the team that's already beaten the Lions once this year.
Yeah, I like the Bears as well here. Getting the I like it a lot more at 7.5. It's a no play for me at 7. But if this number ticks up over a field goal, you get it at 7.5 for me. I think you take the points with Chicago. And Jordan Howard has looked so tremendous over the last couple weeks. I know it was against San Francisco last week. But this kid's a good football player. And I think that with him, Matt Barkley has looked semi-decent. John Fox is going to be back next year. And I think that the team will play for Fox, as you've seen them do the last couple weeks. I think the Bears find a way to keep this game close. I think it was a bit of a mirage last week with the Lions, the 50. 15-point win over New Orleans. Detroit's the better team. The expectation is that Detroit will win the game, but I think that the Bears will keep it somewhat close here, so I'll take Chicago with the points.
This might be one of my best bets, honestly. Look, you saw the Bears almost cover against the Titans. The Bears are not afraid to backdoor cover, too. So if you're getting that 7.5, you want to make that play now. Texans at the Colts. The Colts are -6. We got a tweet from somebody while talking about the podcast. He said, you got to love the Texans. And somebody else pointed out the Texans are brutal on the road. They are, I think, 1-5-1 on the road. Is that right?
The Houston?
Houston is 1-5-1 on the road, something like that.
They have not, against the spread?
Yes.
They have not been good against the spread on the road, correct.
Paul Shin, PL Shin.
Including a very tough loss last week in Lambeau for me at +6.5. Losing.
Yeah, that was bad. They should have covered that one. The Colts defense, they just lost DeQuell Jackson for the year with a suspension. They can't really stop anybody, and Brock Osweiler is horrible, but this has to be let Lamar Miller loose.
Oh, bro, this is the easiest pick of the week. It's Houston. 100% with the points here.
Oh, you think so? It's an easy pick with Houston?
I think so.
All right. I got
like Brock Osweiler was not great last week, but he was decent.
It's too many points. Yeah.
And I feel like, again, you're getting Houston at like their lowest possible. It's like stock, right? Like you don't sell when something's at its lowest value, and you don't buy when something is at its highest value. Right now, the Colts coming off the Monday night whipping on national TV of the Jets. The Colts are at their highest possible value right now. The Texans are all the way low. You don't sell on Houston and buy on Indy right now. You do the opposite. So I'll buy stock in the Texans and say that they keep the game close.
Okay. Love it. I love it, guys. Paul Shin, he's right back on there. Worst game of the year on CBS. Jets at the 49ers. 4 wins somehow combined between these two teams. 49ers are -3. The Jets are the sorriest dogs on the planet on Monday
night. Two bad teams get together. You know what you do?
Take the points.
Take the points. Yep. Give me the Jets.
Yeah, I'm with you, too. They're not as...
You're going to lay 3 points with the San Francisco 49ers. No. Colin Kaepernick went 1-4 last week passing the football. What a pathetic display. I'm not betting on San Francisco. I don't love to bet on the Jets either, but you can't lay points with the 49ers. They've lost 11 straight.
That is a very fair point. Falcons at Rams. Rams +6. That feels a little high to me. I will probably be taking the Rams, but I don't really feel good about it because I don't. Jeff Fisher, you're on a. Jeff Fisher's on like a. He's a shooter who's sitting outside the 3-point arc, and he's 0 for 15 this game, and he's just still firing away with these excuses. It's unbelievable.
Well, the Stedman Bailey Trey Mason thing is one of my favorite things of all time. Yeah.
He's like, well,
like swinging and missing on Stedman Bailey is what's given you 5 consecutive seasons below 500.
You know, if we just hit 2 more of those third round picks, we really would be in a good spot here.
It's like, you know, the Patriots blew it with Bethel Johnson. The Patriots blew it with Aaron Dobson. And as a result, you know, they've never been able to win anything.
That's right. Who do you got here?
I like, with all that said, I like the Rams to cover here. I actually like them quite a bit here. I think it's way too many points for the Falcons to be favored by. Look at it this way. Who's a better team, Atlanta or New England?
New England.
New England, right? And if they played on a neutral field, New England would be what? A 5-point favorite over Atlanta? 3.5?
Maybe.
At least 3.5.
Yeah, oh yeah. No, New England on a neutral field over Atlanta? Yeah, probably 5. That's probably right.
So what's the spread now in this Atlanta-LA game?
6. Rams.
Okay, so if you flip it, that means that they'd be 12-point favorites, right, at home? Yeah. The Patriots were just 13-point favorites at home against the Rams. I'll take the Rams here, and I'll feel good about it. One of my best bets.
By the way, that Patriots over the Rams pick was a lock last week. Told you.
I did not take it, thankfully. I would have taken the Rams.
No, I know you did, but I was saying rookie quarterbacks, 0-7. Now 0-8, I think.
I actually think the kid's going to be pretty good.
No, I'm just saying rookie quarterbacks.
Obviously, a tough spot for him last week, and there's not much around him. I think he's going to be really good, Jared Goff.
Might be. Rookie quarterbacks.
You got a real coach for him.
Rookie quarterbacks are a bad bet in Foxborough against Bill Belichick. Packers, this is a lock for me. Packers +3 against the Seahawks. I think Green Bay's looked really good, and the Seahawks are now missing Earl Thomas. I mean, I know Richard Sherman's fantastic. Cam Chancellor's playing well. I think Thomas Rawls will have a big game against these guys. But look, the Packers shouldn't be dogs in Lambeau against anybody right now. They're playing well.
I love that you called it, by the way. You said Lambeau.
Lambeau.
Lambeau Field.
Lambeau.
Yeah. That's how Zeke would say it, right?
Yeah. Lambeau.
It's the Packers. There's no question about it. The fear here is that Seattle scores 40 points in this game, which is definitely possible because I don't think Green Bay can score 40 even without Earl Thomas. But, you take the points with the Packers here. No question.
This is a tough game for me, I think. Saints, Buccaneers. Actually, wait, we're going to pause really quick and take a commercial break, and we'll be back to get Saints, Buccaneers after that.
Hey, sports fans, if you're like me, you love a pickup basketball game or a round of golf with your friends. And maybe you thought an awkward jump shot or a few ugly swings were causing your chronic back pain. Truth is, you could be painfully wrong. Because if your back pain started before age 40 and has lasted longer than 3 months, it could point to an inflammatory condition called ankylosing spondylitis, or AS. To learn if your symptoms could signal AS, take a short quiz at asbackpainquiz.com. Then talk to your doctor. Find out if you could be painfully wrong. This message is brought to you by AbbVie.
Okay, Saints, Buccaneers, Buccaneers minus 2.5. I mean, the Buccaneers are the better team, and it's outside. I feel like Drew Brees had such a bad week, he needs to bounce back. That's my only red flag there.
Yeah, I think that this is a really, really, really tough game to pick here. I'm leaning towards the Bucs in this game, because I think that Tampa's a better football team right now, and they are peaking at the moment. And you look at what happened last week. The Bucs went on the road and beat a Chargers team much better than its 5-7 record would indicate, whereas the Saints completely folded in a home game against the Lions here. So I actually think that you're getting a decent bit of value here with Tampa Bay. I'll lay the points with Tampa. It won't be one of my best bets, but that's the direction I'm leaning in right now.
Killer Sunday night game. Cowboys at the Giants. Giants minus 3. Giants plus 3, excuse me. That means the Cowboys will be a 9-point favorite at home. I guess that's probably right. Who you like here?
I think the Giants stink.
They do stink. They're going to lose. I've been saying this for a few weeks. I think they're going to lose out and miss the playoffs.
I think that they'll probably win one more game. I don't. The Giants, I tweeted this earlier, the Giants' ceiling this year is to make the playoffs, win a wild card game, and then get annihilated in the divisional round by either Seattle or Dallas. That's what's going to happen. This is not your 2007-2011 New York Giants, because they can't pass protect worth a damn. I mean, actually, they've been better as of late, but when it comes down to it, I don't have a lot of faith in that offensive line, and they can't run the ball worth a damn.
And no JPP.
So how the hell is this team going to go on? Like in 2007 and 2011, it was on the strength of a pass rush and a run game and a clutch Eli Manning. And right now, you're seeing Eli. I actually had this conversation with a buddy last night. Eli is not playing great. His fault that the offense is struggling.
Who looks better, Eli Manning or Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson.
Pete Prisco was trying to tell me that Russell Wilson and Eli Manning are about the same guy right now.
Eli's arm strength is not there. Like, yeah. I think that Eli it might be in the decline of his career at this point. Mm. Maybe a sacrilegious statement here. I'm a Giants fan. I feel like I can say whatever the hell I want. I love Eli Manning, my favorite athlete of all time. You watch the game on Sunday in Pittsburgh, he does not have the same zip on his fastball anymore. He doesn't, period. Now, it's not his fault that the offense is struggling. I think that you put it on the run game, or you put it on the offensive line, but he's not playing well. I don't like this Giants team. I think this is going to be an easy win for the Cowboys. I'm thinking somewhere in the range of 31-13 Dallas.
I'm with you. No, I think it's I'm going to take the Cowboys too. I might have the Giants right now. I'm going to change that. The interesting thing about that Eli thing,
and it really sucks because it's a great spot to take the primetime home underdog, and I would love to root for the Giants, but I think they're going to lose.
Yeah, they're going to get blasted. So the Peyton Manning's 35-year-old season, which Eli's 35 right now, right?
Eli was drafted in 2004.
No, Eli is 35 right now. He is. Yeah. Peyton's 35-year-old season.
But he threw 50 touchdowns?
No, neck surgery.
Okay. And then he came back and threw 50 touchdowns.
Yeah, but you kind of wonder. And Eli will be 36 in January. Eli and my little kid, Robbie, have the same birthday. That's cool. We assume that Eli is going to age the same way as Peyton. But Peyton wasn't guaranteed to have 3 great years in Denver. You know, Eli could fall off the cliff at 37 and be done. That's not weird.
I don't know that he's in steep decline. All I can tell you is that sitting there watching the game, I don't think that he looks as good right now.
I think you're right. No,
I don't think he's the main problem, but he is a problem right now. He's not playing as well as he needs to play.
A lot of their. You got Victor Cruz complaining. He's apologizing to Sterling Shepard. What the hell is going on there?
Seriously,
he's a rookie. What do you mean you don't apologize to him? You tell him to go get your lunch. Finally, Monday Night Ravens at Patriots. The Patriots are a 7-point favorite. I love the Pats. I think they'd be great against the spread, but I think the Ravens are a lock here.
I like the Ravens as well with the points here. I just think it's too many points. Baltimore's defense is very good. Joe Flacco looks like he got back on track. What a game for him this past Sunday. He was terrific. I like Baltimore to cover as well.
All right. We're both there on Baltimore. All right. It's been a good show. Good show. Good show.
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. This is for Nick Costas. I'm Will Brinson at the Costas at Will Brinson. Subscribe to iTunes. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week to make your picks. You can tweet us if you have questions, if you think things might change. Otherwise, talk to you next week, buddy.
All right, buddy.
Later.